The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Well, at least momentarily, the show has a new gift that keeps on giving. It is State Assembly candidate Corey Campbell. I will explain in just a moment. First, let me tell Corey that I don't debate on Facebook. I debate on this show. And if she wants to come on this show and stop lying about being ambushed, she can do so at 406-1360. We'll get to that in just a moment. I do want to mention that, of course, Friday, you already know this is the 4th of July, and you'll know about Fire Over the Fox and all of that. Festival Foods does a great job. However, I want to remind you, we are giving away seats. We'll do two pair, and Matt is filling in for Mallory, who would have been filling in for Jason, who would have been filling in for no one, because he normally does it. What we're going to do, Z, is as we go to break here near the top of the hour, we'll just take callers. Yesterday we took 8 and 10, so we'll be uncreative and take 7 and 9. Because those poor people got screwed yesterday, but it's not going to be the same people, so that's okay. But callers 7 and 9, just as you go to break, I'll remind people to call. The preferred seating area for fireworks this year is the WTAQ preferred seating area. So we have preferred seats to give away. It's general seating. We will, general admission, we will do that again near the top of the hour. We'll give away. Actually, we're going to give away two pair. So two pair, just so you understand. Caller 7 will get a pair. Caller 9 will get a pair. Okay, we'll do that as we approach 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, I want to react to the reaction to yesterday's Hobby Lobby ruling. By the way, I have figured out a way to boost my radio career. I have figured out a way to go from a regionally successful host to a national host. I need Rush Limbaugh to call me a slut. And zoom, off you go. Yes, she has responded. And we'll get to that. The whole Facebook uproar, we've got a lot of stuff. But as I said, I want to start with the latest on State Assembly candidate Corey Campbell. If you're not aware of all of this, Corey Campbell is one of the Republicans in a primary for the 4th State Assembly seat. That's the district in which I live, currently represented by Chad Weininger. Chad taking a county job. So there are several Republicans, as you might imagine, who file nominating papers for that seat. Last Wednesday, I learned that one of those candidates, Corey Campbell, had signed the recall petition against State Senator Rob Coles in 2011. Shortly after learning that and obtaining, I learned it, and then I obtained her phone number, I called her and said I would be discussing this on Thursday and she should call me. It was Wednesday evening. She didn't call. I discussed it. She then called, I believe, in the 10 o'clock hour. Either late in the 9 o'clock hour or in the 10 o'clock hour. She was furious, claimed she had been ambushed, and she wanted to go on the air right away. The show doesn't work that way. We were long past that topic, and as many of you know, after 9 o'clock, the show was on in a big part of the state. And it just, it would have meant nothing to those audiences. So I said, no. So I said, now that was Thursday. I said, you definitely can come on tomorrow. Made arrangements for her to come on Friday. And then she posted on Facebook she wasn't coming on and sent me a Facebook message, which I saw neither. So on Friday, I was very critical of her for saying she would come on and then didn't come on. And I addressed the issue again. Yesterday, Right Wisconsin, a subscription conservative website, which is branded by fellow talk show host Charlie Sykes and a product of Journal Communications, ran a piece from me talking about how important it is for conservative voters to check the recall petitions. And I, of course, shared the episode, I don't know what else to call it, with Corey Campbell. Corey has posted two comments onto that Right Wisconsin article. First, I'm sure Right Wisconsin thanks you for your subscription, Corey. Secondly, here it is. Now, let me review, before I share this tripe with you, let me review her lame-o explanation for why she wanted to recall Rob Coles. Because at one time, he held stock in a triple X-rated company. Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel revealed this in August 2008, almost exactly 3 years before Rob faced a recall challenge. It was also a few months before he would be seeking re-election in November of 2008. When Bice reported the story, Rob admitted that he was aware of whatever the name of the stock is, and I think even that they had strip clubs, but didn't understand that they had these hardcore pornographic websites. As soon as he found out, he had his investment guy divest himself, get rid of that stock. Okay? August 2008. So by the time he faced recall in August 2011, he hadn't owned that stock for 3 years. This is not a trivial matter. He hadn't owned the stock for 3 years. The libs did bring it up again in 2011 and suggested he still held the stock. I had him on the show at that time to point out, no, he did not. So I cover all of that as I've covered it on the air, and I covered it in the Right Wisconsin piece, which Corey replied to, I don't know when. It just says 5 hours ago, and I printed this morning, so I have no idea when she did this. And I said, before I get to her comment here, I said this is a disqualifier for me. Those of you who live in the Fourth Assembly can decide, but somebody who would have rather had Nancy Nussbaum as her state senator and Corey Campbell, by signing that, said, you know what? I want Nancy Nussbaum. I don't want Rob Coles. That's what she said, whether she realizes it or not. Here's her response. Well, let's see. As long as we're in a litmus test for conservative values, Jerry, would you like to explain why triple X pornography and investments in it by elected public officials are acceptable? I never said they were. When did I ever say they were? Corey Campbell is just a liar. And she's appearing to be a pathological liar. Rob Coles doesn't hold those investments, Corey, and he didn't hold them when you preferred Nancy Nussbaum in 2011. For all I know, you had a Nancy Nussbaum button. I don't know that, but you may have. I don't think they're acceptable. Neither did Rob Coles. He divested himself of them as soon as he learned of them. Okay. I'd be interested in hearing this argument. Well, I just shared it. There's no argument to have because it's a lie to suggest that I said it's acceptable. This is a very unpleasant subject, and I didn't bring this issue up. You did, Jerry. Yes, I did. So what? The hell's that got to do with anything? Jerry, if you choose to continue to bash Coles on your program, you see that is okay. But I stand up on my opinion on this. It's not okay. that she could compare the two. Okay, so she's not only a liar, she's an idiot. That if she thinks she can compare the two. I have criticized and challenged, not bashed. I have criticized and challenged Rob Coles because, unlike Nussbaum supporter Corey Campbell, I supported Rob Coles in the recall. And I told Rob Coles at the time via this microphone that as I worked my butt off for him, well, I was working to get him reelected in the recall, and Corey Campbell was hoping Nancy Nussbaum would win. While that was happening, I was working for him and urging voters to work for him and vote for him. But I also told him that there would be expectations from me and from conservative voters. My criticisms of Rob is when he's been moderate on issues. But unlike you, Corey, I would never work on behalf of Nancy Nussbaum. And by signing that petition, that's exactly what you did. So to compare the two, like most things you've done, are laughable. But to continue, again, I did not bring this up. You did. Again, so the hell what? And if you want to spend your time stirring the pot, go ahead. Explain to your conservative listeners why you support this. Again, she's lying. I don't. Is she just stupid or nuts? I'm having a difficult time divining the two. I don't support it. Neither does Rob. And he got rid of it as soon as he found out. And while you're at it, maybe you can explain to them why you called me at 7:13 p.m. the night before you ran what I feel was a radio ambush. And now she does sound nuts. Overreacting like Captain Kirk in Star Trek to this. You realize she means overacting. And she doesn't even know William Shatner's name. No, I'm being very calm. I'm not doing this at all. I do a lousy Shatner. There are people who really do a good job making fun of William Shatner's overacting. And it's overacting, not overreacting. Although you may feel I'm doing both. Why did I call at 7:13 p.m.? Because I found out at about 7:01 p.m. I got your phone number at about 7:04 p.m. She's right. I can't account for the next 9 minutes, Matt. You know, this could be like an IRS email scandal. Why didn't I call 9 minutes earlier? I would divulge it, but I think it might involve the bathroom. So I don't want to do that on the air. I don't know if that'd take 9 minutes. Anyway, who knows? Making all kind of assumptions before you even got a response. I assumed nothing. I said I didn't know why. I called into your program the next morning, came out of a meeting to do so. As soon as I was notified, you were bashing me on your program. And then when I called to address it, you said you wouldn't have time to have me on your program and you would determine who went on your program and when. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. That all stuns her, huh? So I said the next morning that she could come on, and then she chose not to. If you want to vote for someone else, that's your prerogative. I respect your opinion. I hope you will show the same respect to me. You have shown me nothing to respect so far, Corey. So, I'm supposed to respect her decision to vote for Nancy Nussbaum? Is that what she's saying there? And further, I would hope you would want to elect someone to the post who takes seriously an oath that requires a public official to protect the welfare of those they are elected to serve. And then she gets into the recent sexting, which WTAQ had a front row seat of the coverage. I would expect any public official to do the same. Why do you think Rob Coles divested himself of that stock as soon as he learned of it? Something she never admits. If you want to criticize me for this and try to skew the primary election because you're in favor of a more moderate candidate, I have not picked a candidate in the race. More moderate. Corey, you supported Nancy Nussbaum. You think there's anyone in this race more liberal than you are? Really? Really? She's right about one thing. I've wasted too much time on this crap. She does have that right. She's one for about 18, but she does have that one right. Now, I never raised my voice. I don't think. Not really. Not the way. If you listen to the show, you know what it sounds like when I raise my voice. I didn't do that at all. Not at all. As I said, and I hope, unless Corey says something else stupid online, I hope this will be the last of it. Corey, I may have brought this up, but you're the one perpetuating it. You want it to go away, either stop saying stupid things online, or come on the air and say stupid things, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But at this point, I have not decided who I'm going to vote for in the primary. I decided who I'm not going to vote for. Someone who wanted Nancy Nussbaum as her state senator. No, I'm not going to vote for that person. I'm actually not going to do that. And it's up to others in the fourth to decide whether they feel the same way. It's really that simple. Remember when Mary Burke said she wasn't going to make any promises? She has started taking position on issues. One you need to know about, we'll share that. The uproar over Facebook, the uproar over Hobby Lobby, and just whatever else we find time for. I have to explain this to Matt when I get a chance. There is a piece of audio, very entertaining, I want to play. I guarantee you've already heard it, but I also guarantee you probably don't know its origins. How's that for a little tease? All right. Here we go. We have two pair of tickets to the WTAQ preferred seating area. Fire over the Fox, of course, Friday, and the weather looks spectacular. In fact, they've cleaned the forecast up for the whole weekend now, haven't they? Saturday, there was a chance of rain. So that looks absolutely spectacular. So, callers 320, no, I kid. Callers 7 and callers 9, 406-1360. 888-455-1360. While Matt takes your calls, I'll go get the tickets I forgot.